All through your 20s, you were fine. Working, shopping, getting drunk on the weekends, and having sex with your boyfriend, or whomever. Not necessarily in that order. Then, something happened. Another birthday, maybe, a breakup, your best friend's wedding. Suddenly, there you were, walking down the aisle wearing something halfway decent from J. Crew that you would totally be able to repurpose with a cute pair of boots and a jean jacket. And as you made your way toward the altar, looking at a groom who wasn't yours, not that you'd even want that particular groom, you found yourself, for the first time ever, having something, feelings, about the craziest thing. Why you're not married. Why you're not even close. Intellectually, you know there's nothing wrong with not being married. But then, why does it kind of feel like there is? As if the life train is getting ready to pull out of the station and somehow you're stuck trying to buy a ticket at a malfunctioning kiosk. You keep swiping your credit card, but nothing happens. You're starting to wonder if this is like Europe, where your card needs to be embedded with some sort of magical chip to work. The whole purpose of this book is to help you do something that, if you're like a lot of women I know, might pain you to even admit that you want to do. And that something is, get married. But let's get one thing clear right away. This is not a book about finding a man. In fact, it's hardly about men at all. Because getting married, as you've probably figured out by now, is not about finding a man. There are zillions of guys out there. The question is, how come you're not marrying any of them? This is a book about you, about what kind of woman you are, specifically whether you are the kind of woman who is ready for marriage, and if you're not, how you can be. Naturally, you probably think you already are that woman. Who wouldn't think that? But one of the ideas behind this book is that you could probably stand to take a good, honest look at where you are. Okay, a gooder, honester look. To really assess what your negative traits might be and how they might be holding you back. It's unlikely that you're doing every single thing wrong, but it's also unlikely that you're doing everything right. Only by being willing to really search your soul and look with compassion upon whatever you find there will you expand as a person, and as a result become ready or more ready for marriage. The premise here is that marriage is about love. Not the kind of love where you feel like you're starring in a really amazing Banana Republic commercial. The kind where you take a risk, put your ego aside, let down your defenses, and decide to love a man for who he is, not what you want from him, even if what you want from him is to love him. And of course, marriage and a baby. It's as simple as this. If you're not married and you want to be, you need to express more love, not get more love. Express it, feel it, be it, see it everywhere. Like Madonna said, and I know this is cheesy, it's about opening your heart,